Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Glory to you, Christ, proclaimed the Gentiles. Glory to you, Christ, believe in throughout the world. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. After 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida. While he dismissed the crowd, and when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and it was alone on shore. When he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them, about the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely astonished. They had not understood the incident of the nose. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Without the special grace of God, our heart is very easy to get hardened. Jesus came down towards them because he saw them afraid of the wind. At times we complain that God doesn't help us, doesn't watch us. In this episode, we can see that God is always watching us. But at times he gives us the time, a chance to live our faith. We cannot say a test, but we have to learn from difficulties. We cannot say, "God, you help me," and then everything solved. We have to work hard. We have to find a solution. God, give us the wisdom, give the chances. So don't just tell God, "Why don't you help me?" God is always watching us. He's like your father. He will not let his children go astray. But also, he give us the chance, the grace to walk on our own. We thank God that we are blessed if we serve through baptism, through the sacrament of the blessings of the Eucharist, that we are on a daily basis, we are nourished by his body and blood. Of course, for the time being, we cannot actually receive Holy Communion, but at least spiritual communion, at least in our prayer, telling him, "Jesus, I trust in you."